Arnold Schwarzenegger's campaign for governor of California has ignited comparisons with another famous actor-turned-politician. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Scott Schaefer has this look at how the action movie star compares to Ronald Reagan.
It's a comparison that's hard to resist. Two Hollywood actors who both left their film careers at age 56 to run for governor of California. Still, while Arnold Schwarzenegger and Ronald Reagan share a certain charisma in front of cameras, there's no confusing their movie careers.
Someday you may have a command of your own. If you want to take a chance and risk an entire crew, a ship, and a mission for one man, that'll be your decision to make. This one was mine.
Reagan appeared in dozens of B-grade movies like Hellcats of the Navy, while the former bodybuilder from Austria became one of the biggest box office names in Hollywood during the 1980s and 90s.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is the Terminator. Inhuman.
Their careers on the silver screen may have differed, but Reagan and Schwarzenegger share at least one thing in common. Both were dismissed by insiders when they got into politics. The genial Reagan used that to his advantage, playing up on his image as an outsider during his first campaign in 1966.
Nowhere in the Constitution does it say that in order to be a governor of California, you have to be a professional politician, and I am not.
Arnold Schwarzenegger seemed to take a page from Reagan's playbook when he announced his candidacy for governor earlier this month.
People are sick and tired of the politicians. They're sick and tired that special interests is telling them how to vote and how to act, what to do.
Unlike Schwarzenegger, Reagan was active in politics from the start of his acting career, first in Hollywood as president of the Screen Actors Guild, and later stumping for candidates like Republican presidential nominee Barry Goldwater in 1964. Author Mark Hertzgard, whose book On Bended Knee claimed Reagan's White House manipulated the media, says Reagan's first campaign was not a last-minute decision.
By the time Reagan ran for governor, he had developed a clear sense of what he believed. And because he was a good communicator, he knew how to convey that to his audiences.
With a speaking style honed in Hollywood and years on the lecture circuit, Reagan picked simple, compelling themes to move his audiences, like cutting government spending and support for the death penalty. In a speech to the California Commonwealth Club a week before he was elected governor, Reagan hammered home what would become a favorite theme, the need for welfare reform.
We have people in California who are the third or fourth generations of their families who are living on public subsistence. And this is destructive to the soul of the human being, to his very moral fiber.
Reagan created the Republican Party's big tent, luring in everyone from Wall Street bankers to social conservatives and working class Democrats. But while Reagan became an icon to his party's conservative wing, Schwarzenegger's support for things like abortion and gay rights makes some Republicans nervous. There are suspicions from some quarters that Schwarzenegger is a Democrat in Republican clothing. Still, he's getting support from some California conservatives who see him as the party's best hope. Orange County Congressman Dana Rohrabacher is one Republican giving Schwarzenegger political cover.
I think Ronald Reagan did a great job for California, and I think he saved the world from communism and made this a more peaceful world. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger has that same kind of potential, at least here in California.
Schwarzenegger may benefit from the bad mood voters are in. Many in California say they're tired of politics and are ready to try something new. Sacramento State University political science professor Barbara O'Connor says the actor's tough guy reputation is boosting his image with voters.
And I think that is what people are relating to, is this kind of we need to clean house, take back our government, and he's viewed as an action hero.
As a political figure, Arnold Schwarzenegger is still very much a work in progress. He has 6 weeks to show that he can be a sequel to Ronald Reagan, an actor who wins a starring role in Sacramento. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.